All right, part three addresses the rests. Now, we haven't done any resting at all, and none of you even noticed. I'm just joking because, you know, guitar players, we tend to play a lot of notes in general. We play more notes than, let's say, like a sax player because, you know, he's going to run out of breath at some point, and he's going to have to stop and take a breath, or he's going to pass out. We don't have that problem. We can play notes all day long, and, you know, as long as the neighbors or the cops don't bother us, we can just keep on playing without a break. Now, it's kind of a joke, but, you know, we do, guitarists in general, in my opinion, have a tendency to overplay. I certainly have that tendency. And we're going to do rest. So what we didn't discuss yet was all the equivalent rests that go with each note. So when we do a whole note, like one, two, three, and then you rest for four, two, three, four, and then and then rest for four. So right now, I want you to play along with me. We're not going to go back and forth like this, but we're simply going to do a whole note, and then a whole note rest. Whole note, and then a whole note rest. Then we're going to move on to half notes, and half note rest. Then we're going to move on to etc., right? Although when we get to the eighth notes, for example, I might put it on the back side of the beat. You'll see what I mean. So for now, like, play a whole note with me, and then rest for four beats. So a whole note rest. So here we go. Play, two, three, four, and then rest, two, three. Okay, like that. All right, now half notes. So you do one, two, rest, rest, one, two, rest, rest, one. And make sure you stop the note ringing right on that third beat. Okay, now I'm gonna put the rest first. So it's gonna be a half note rest and then a half note attack. So, two, three, four. Rest, rest, half note. Rest, rest, half note. Here we go, sorry. Alright, we're gonna move on to quarter notes now. So it's gonna be quarter rest, quarter rest, quarter rest, quarter rest. Make sure that the note gets released right on the next beat, not sooner, not later. What I mean is, like, no, the end of the note is right on the next beat, so. Good, now I'm gonna put the rest first, so it's gonna sound like this. Rest, no, rest, no. Here we go. Two, three, four. Good job. Now we're going to go to quarter note triplets, six per bar, and it's going to go da 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 da. But now we're going to rest in between. It's going to sound like da. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough, but. So it's like one, two, and three. Like, if you divide it in four and six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 3. That's a tough one. Here it goes. Wait. That's a tough one. Let's save this one till the end. So you may notice that I left out quarter note triplets on this one, on this exercise. And that's because it's quite tough to split that one up into, you know, positives and negatives, if you will, like attacks and rests. Like if you have six beats in a bar, it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You would have to leave out the 2, 4, and 6, and it would sound like this. 2, 3, 4. 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 5. Like that, and it's tough to play. Right? And I think I'm rusty just a little bit, or at least I'm Greek, haha. Or you could do it on the backside. It would sound like this. 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 2, 4. It's pretty tough to do, but it's fun to try it for the more rhythmically adventurous of you. All right, now we got eighth notes. 2, 3, 4. All right, we got eighth notes now. So we're gonna do an eighth note and then an eighth note rest. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. So stop the note ringing exactly at the halfway point. If you're hearing in your head, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and then the note stops ringing right on the and, like 1 and 2. Here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Okay, so 3, 4. Let's put the eighth note on the backside. It'll be like this. 3, 4, 1, and 2. I'm sorry, 1. And if you're doing alternate picking, which you should be doing right now, you should be doing all ups there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Same thing with quarter note triplets. I mean eighth note triplets. Triplets, excuse me. Eighth note triplets. You got three and a B. So 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2. It would, if you do them on the front side, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. It sounds like quarter note triplets that are played sort of staccato, like short, you know, but that's the effect it has, like. And if you play them on the backside, then the fun really starts. It would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but I'm not sure if I could do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, sorry. Pretty cool. Let me see how that would work in Let me see how that works. Not that hard, I guess. And then last but not least, we got 16ths, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. If you do it on the front side, it just sounds like, you know, staccato eighth notes. It would be like. As opposed to legato eighth notes, which is, you know. But that's good practice for you. You should try and make them. Make them short. Now, if we put the 16th note on the backside, now you'd literally divide it at each beat by one by the syllables E and A, so 1E and A, 2E and A. And so if you're just doing the backside of each 16th, it would be E, 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 that's literally how you would say it. It's the E of one and the of one. You literally would say that, like in a rehearsal or whatever. It would sound like this. That may be a bit tough for some of you. That's okay. It'd be like, again, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a E, 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 E. It's a pretty fun one. Have fun.